אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 796 את ההקדמה לתלמוד 10.
We are reading from the introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. We are in item 122. You can find it on kabbalahmedia.info. Again, the introduction to the study of the 10 ספירות. Questions may be aired during the lesson. We are on item 122. Here we must understand the words of our sages. Another treatise, when the public is in grief, one should not say, I shall go to my house and eat and drink, and have my soul at peace. If one does this, the writing says about him, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep. Eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. What does it say after this? And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity shall not be atoned by you until you die. Thus far regarding the attribute of medium. But what does it say about the attribute of wicked? Come you, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. What does it say after that? The righteous perishes, and no one notices. For because of the evil, the righteous perished. Instead, when one grieves with the public, one is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public.
Again,
item 122. Here we must understand the words of our sages. Another treatise, when the public is in grief, one should not say, I shall go to my house and eat and drink, and have my soul at peace. If one does this, the writing says about him, and behold, joy and gladness, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die. What does it say after this? And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity shall not be atoned by you until you die. Thus far, regarding the attribute of medium, but what does it say about the attribute of wicked? Come you, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. What does it say after that? The righteous perishes, and no one notices. For because of the evil, the righteous perished. Instead, when one grieves with the public, one is rewarded with seeing the comfort of the public.
Meaning there are certain conditions you're not allowed to distance yourself from the collective, but to be within the public. It's best for us to read this during this pandemic, during this time of the virus, so that it won't help us to run away from it. Next.
123. These words seem completely irrelevant. He wishes to bring evidence from the text that one must suffer with the public. Hence, why should we divide and separate the attribute of medium from the attribute of wicked? Furthermore, what is the precision that it makes regarding the attribute of medium and the attribute of wicked? Why does it not say medium and wicked? Why do I need the attributes? Also, where does it imply that the writing speaks of an iniquity when one does not suffer with the public? Still more, we do not see any punishment in the attribute of wicked, but in what is written, the righteous perishes and no one notices. If the wicked sins, what did the righteous do that he should be punished? And why would the wicked mind if the righteous is taken away?
Yes, meaning questions. For the time being, it's not even understood. Even the questions I would ask more differently. Yes?
Kuf Kaf Dalet. Omnam Teda.
124. Indeed, know that these attributes, medium, wicked, and righteous, mentioned in this Braita, are not in separate people. Rather, all three are within every single person in the world. These three attributes are discernible in every person. During one's concealment of the face, before one attains repentance from fear, he is discerned as being in the attribute of wicked. Afterward, if one is granted repentance from fear, he is discerned as being in the attribute of medium. Then, if one is granted repentance from love too, in its fourth discernment, meaning eternal love, he is considered a complete righteous. Hence, they did not say merely medium and righteous, but the attribute of medium and the attribute of wicked.
Meaning, we're not talking about people, but measures in each person, that every person can go through these measures, and not that one is righteous and that one is wicked and he is complete and he is not complete, but in each and every person there are these four degrees that he has to go through. Every single person, from a complete wicked to a complete righteous. Next.
Spain.
A question of a friend from the young group. If he can repeat it again.
Again.
What does it mean? Go to my house, and I shall prepare, and there shall be peace in my heart, etc.
He's not participating in the sorrow of the public. He's distancing himself from there. He doesn't want to participate. It feels good for them or bad for them. I don't care. As long as it's good for me, that's it. That's how, in a simple way, we should think it that way.
Che cos'è un medium? E che cos'è l'attributo di un medium?
What does it mean, the attribute of medium?
Ze nire od miat.
That we will see soon.
Ani lo yode.
I don't know. That's really a problem, the medium. It's asked in many places.
Beinoni ze ben rasha le tzadik.
A medium is between righteous and wicked. So then, what is there to ask here? Medium is
Rebbe Melubavitch Katavas,
the Rebbe of Lubavitch wrote in the Tanya, the book of the mediums. Who is a medium? It's a very high degree, the way he describes it. Next.
125. We should also remember that it's impossible to be rewarded with the above fourth discernment of love without first achieving the revelation of the face, which is destined to come to the entire world. This gives one strength to sentence the entire world to the side of merit, as Rabbi Lazar, son of Rabbi Shimon, says. We've already learned that the matter of the disclosure of the face will inevitably turn every grief and sadness that came during the concealment of the face into wondrous pleasures. Until one regrets having suffered so little, as was explained above, hence we must ask, when one sentences oneself to the side of merit, he certainly remembers all the grief and pains he had during the concealment of the face. This is why it is possible that they will all be turned into wondrous pleasures for him, as said above. But when he sentences the whole world to the side of merit, How does he know the measure of grief and pain that all the people in the world suffer, so as to understand how they are sentenced to the side of merit in the same manner we explained regarding one's own sentencing? To avoid having the side of merit of the entire world lacking, when one is qualified to sentence them to the side of merit, one has no other tactic but to always suffer with the troubles of the public. Just as he suffers with his own troubles, then the side of fault of the entire world will be ready within him, like his own side of fault. Thus, if he's granted sentencing himself to the side of merit, he will be able to sentence the entire world to the side of merit too, and will attain being a complete righteous.
That's why we see today in this pandemic that no matter how it is, each and every person is somewhat associated with it. And this is all in order to prepare the whole world for this general correction. And there is never such a thing before where there was a blow that is upon all 8 billion people around Earth. And it fits, and it comes to every single place. It's a sign that we're already in corrections towards the end.
Moscow 4. N? Dov.
None? Okay. So, Be'er Sheva.
Rav, הדברים נשמעים פשוטים.
Rav, these things sound simple, but the question is, how can a person practically join himself to the sorrow of the public when he feels that he doesn't care? He knows that he should, but he doesn't move.
It's not that simple what you're saying. Even being sorry with the sorrow of the public. What does it mean? That it hurts you the way it hurts them? But rather, maybe because they are sorry and they can't justify the Creator. And that's how He relates to them. And then you're sorry that they can't justify the Creator. Is that your sorrow towards them? And so on. There are other possibilities here that you could say, such examples of sorrow.
So, how do we clarify where we need to be?
I don't know. Dig inside. What do you think? What can you think about that, let's say?
On my own?
You have a 10? Consult with them? What does it mean to be sorry with the public? If we... If we do so, then we will talk differently. We will speak differently. I today wrote on my Twitter also about the sorrow of the public. I mean, not the sorrow of the public, but the hatred for evil. That's it. We need to try and reach this. What can you do?
Can we say that with regards to dissemination, also to what Baal HaSulam asks us to achieve?
So where are we?
Alright, 126. From what is explained, we properly understand the words of the Baita, that if one does not suffer with the public, then even when he is granted repentance from fear, which is the attribute of medium, the writing says about him and speaks in his favor, and behold, joy and gladness. This means that one who has been granted the blessing, you will see your world in your life, and sees the whole world for his mitzvah, which is prepared for the next world, is certainly filled with joy and gladness. And he tells himself, slaying oxen and killing sheep, eating meat and drinking wine, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. In other words, he is filled with great joy because of his guaranteed reward in the next world. This is why he says so gladly, for tomorrow we will die, and I will collect my complete next world's life after I die. Yet, what does it write after this? And the Lord of hosts revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be atoned by you until you die. This means that the text rebukes him for the mistakes in his hand, for we learned that the sins of one who repents from fear become mere mistakes. Hence, since he did not suffer with the public and cannot attain repentance from love, at which time the sins become merits for him, it is necessary that his mistakes will never be atoned during his life. Thus, how can he rejoice in his life in the next world? This is why it is written, surely this iniquity will not be atoned by you, meaning the mistakes until you die, meaning before he dies. Thus, he is devoid of atonement.
Well, these are pretty complex matters, but in simplicity, if I am sorry with the group, with the public, then I correct my transgressions, my evil inclination. If I'm not sorrowful, then I have no possibility of correcting them. That's concrete for us now. That's enough. There are degrees here. Two major degrees especially, but it's enough for us this way, that the malice becomes transgressions, and transgressions become merits, and the merits become merits, they become rewards. So I move from evil to neutral to good. So that's that action of incorporation in the group and with the Creator. Yes.
127. The Braita also says that this is the attribute of medium, meaning that this text speaks of a time when one has repented from fear onward. At that time, one is considered medium. Yet, what does it write about the attribute of wicked? That is, what shall become of the time when he was in concealment of the face, which was then called attribute of wicked. We learned that repentance from fear does not correct one's past before he has repented. Hence, the Braita brings another verse. Come you, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink, and tomorrow shall be as this day. This means that those days and years that have passed since the time of concealment of the face, which he has not corrected, called attribute of wicked, they do not want him to die since they have no part in the next world after the death, as they are the attribute of the wicked. Therefore, at a time when the attribute of medium in him is glad and rejoicing, for tomorrow we shall die, and will be rewarded with the life of the next world, at the same time the attribute of wicked in him does not say so. It rather says, and tomorrow shall be as this day, meaning it wishes to live and be happy in this world forever, for it still has no part in this world, since he has not corrected it, as it is corrected only by repentance from love.
It's clear that we have to make it all the way to the end, till all the transgressions become merits, not just crimes that become transgressions. All the good has to become the good, nothing neutral in between. And that's the connection. Yes. We're going to move to 128.
128. The Braita ends, what does it say after that? The righteous perishes. That is, the attribute of complete righteous, which that person should merit, is lost from him. And no one notices, for because of the evil, the righteous perished. This means that because that medium did not suffer with the public, he cannot attain repentance from love, which inverts sins to merits and evils to wondrous pleasures. Instead, all the mistakes and the evil he had suffered before he acquired repentance from fear still stand in the attribute of wicked, who feel harm from his providence. And because of these harms that they still feel, he cannot be awarded with being complete righteous. The writing says, and no one notices, meaning that that person does not notice because of the evil. In other words, because of the harm that one still feels in his providence from the past, the righteous perishes, meaning he lost the attribute of righteous. And he will die and pass away from the world as mere medium. All this concerns he who does not suffer with the public and is not awarded seeing the comfort of the public, for he will not be able to sentence them to the side of merit and see their consolation.
Meaning anyone who does not find himself sorrowful with the public does not merit and see the comfort of the public. He cannot be rewarded with any general correction whatsoever. So he has no chance of reaching the general correction of his, but rather he will nevertheless have to enter in even greater troubles, as if he didn't want to be sorrowful with the public and to go through all his path in an individual way and nevertheless come to correction. There is no other possibility of being saved from the sensation of troubles, of these problems, which specifically bring a person to the request for correction. French.
Bonjour. Question d'un ami. Pour vivre l'état d'être repenti par amour, peut-il être déclenché volontairement? Ou c'est le Créateur qui le déclenche au moment où nous prenons conscience de nos malveillances?
Coming to repentance from fear, from love, does that depend on the person or the Creator awakens that state when I come to recognition of evil?
Certainly it's the Creator who awakens it. But a person needs to show his willingness to participate with that trend.
Queens.
Как это понять? Что значит доля в будущем мире? О чем здесь говорится?
What does it mean his share in the next world? What is this about?
Having a part in the next world is considered that a person receives the force of correction upon his will to receive and can use it in order to bestow.
New York 4. New York 4.
It feels like everything we study the last 2 days is like it's upside down. Or maybe we're upside down. So is our action here to flip everything? Is there some action, some spiritual action to flip everything?
We need to invert ourselves. We have to invert our actual selves, and that's how the whole world will invert between us. And we will see the opposite world, the inverted world. As it's written, I've seen an opposite world. It's all before us. We will flip over the world.
What
else do we have? That wasn't.
Ah, Bulgaria, Ken.
We have Bulgaria too.
Oh, Bulgaria, yes. Bulgaria. They weren't here yesterday. Bulgaria.
Hello, Rav.
Ani chayav liyot bicharada.
I have to be in fear towards the Creator in order for me to be in the sorrow of the public.
Mi yesh lanu od shelo haya?
Who else we have that hasn't yet? Did Ashkelon go yet? Ashkelon.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Good morning, Rav. Again, to share the sorrow of the public, in disintegration with the public, who is the public exactly? Is it our public or the general public?
The public is through the ten, emerging outside of the ten to broad dissemination. That's it. Meaning disseminating with the ten in a broad dissemination outside of the ten. What are the actions by which we will stop suffering?
No.
Next,
Michael.
Okay, item 129. From all the aforementioned, we have come to know that there is no woman-born person who will not experience the three above attributes, the attribute of wicked, attribute of medium, and the attribute of righteous.
He has to go through them all.
They are called attributes since they extend from the measure of their attainment of his providence. Our sages said one is allotted to the extent that he allots. Those who attain his providence in concealment of the face are considered wicked or incomplete wicked. From the perspective of the single concealment or complete wicked, from the perspective of the double concealment, because they feel and think that the world is conducted in bad guidance, it is as though they condemn themselves since they receive torments and pains from his providence and feel only bad all day long. And they condemn the most by thinking that all the people in the world are watched over like them, in bad guidance. Hence, those who attain providence from the perspective of concealment of the face are called wicked, since that name appears in them out of the depth of their sensation. It depends on the understanding of the heart, and the words or the thought that justifies his providence do not matter at all when it opposes the sensation of every organ and sense, which cannot force themselves to lie, as it does. Hence, they who are in this measure of attainment of providence are considered to have sentenced themselves and the whole world to the side of fault, as it is written in the words of Rabbi Elazar, son of Rabbi Shimon. This is because they imagine that all the people in the world are watched over in bad guidance like them, as would befit his name. The good who does good to the good and to the bad.
And that is why they're called the wicked. Okay, I see that actually the people are tired. They didn't ask. Well, if you're asking, we'll let PT6 ask.
Rav, when you look at humanity today, the broad public, what are you sorry for?
First, I'm sorrowful for the people of Israel and not humanity. The people of Israel are you, first of all, the inner nucleus, all our friends that are now at the lesson, all these friends that we see now, and that we are not strong enough, united enough, that we can draw all of humanity towards correction. And it's not that we don't have great media connection like they do. We don't have the inner power. We're not united enough. And that is what I'm sorrowful about. Because just like in a tsunami, when you know that it's coming closer, and I identify that great, very harsh waves are coming and near, how can we nevertheless be saved by them? And it's desirable to be saved by them, not in order to not suffer these waves, but to bring contentment to the Creator, as we want to go towards Him. And this is what's going to bring us and awaken us somewhat. But in truth, we ourselves also want to do this. This is what I can say about the current state. Other than that, about Israel, especially the people of Israel in the land of Israel, I have to say that we will have very harsh, difficult situations. We don't understand what it is to be in the days of the Messiah in the last generation, especially as the people of Israel and especially in the country of Israel. This is not going to be easy. Certainly this pushes us towards correction and quick and intensive correction. But nevertheless, these states are not simple. And we need to understand, like, they want to put us into isolation, yes? Why into isolation? As we can't behave correctly with one another. And look at how we are resisting this. We don't want to enter isolation. Meaning, we want to have fun. Where's our beaches? Where are our pubs and our restaurants and so on? People don't understand that we need to pay for not having the right relations towards one another, then we're paying with this isolation. If we were able to behave correctly everywhere we are, with those limitations of masks and social distancing between one another, there would be no problem. But because we, everywhere we go into, we want to break all the rules in every place, then we receive an outbreak of the virus, and that's it. What is the summary? The summary needs to be very simple. I must care for others and not for myself. And only then, when I care for others and not for myself, and I protect them so that they won't receive this virus through me, only then we will make sure that no one will catch this virus. And then we will all be healthy. And we will be the last from all of the world in the harm from the coronavirus. There will be even worse states. I'm telling you, nature, the Creator, wants from us but one thing, for us to think of one another, or in other words, for us to get closer to one another correctly, with love, in protection, in concern. And if we don't do this, if we don't go towards love thy friend as thyself, things will be very bad for us. We will receive such an education that it will truly be really bad. You see what will happen in the next month. Why did we at the beginning start and we were so successful at the beginning? There was no calculation with us. We were given to advance. But then when we started to put our personal pleasure above the social well-being, then the calculation is completely different.
Can we in the world Kli develop like a spiritual vaccination for the world?
Of course we can. Of course we can. If we, those of us called Israel, Yashar Kel, those who are guided towards the Creator, if we are directed in such a way, there is no problem. We can be saved from all the troubles and also save all of humanity from this, because it all depends on us.
What else can we add?
There's nothing to add. We just have to keep it, to spread this knowledge all over the people of Israel that are in the land of Israel and all our friends that are in all over the world. And because the Creator is counting us only by our desire to receive, which inclines towards Him or not, which is aimed towards Him or not. That's why it's called, a person is called Yashar Kel or not. And therefore we need to understand that it's on us, it's upon us to do. But in corporeality, the people of Israel that are in the land of Israel, these Jews will suffer greatly. They will suffer greatly. The last generation is not like we were during 5,000 years. It's different.
What does it mean to disseminate with the ten?
To disseminate with the ten is that we are in the ten, in knowledge, in awareness, in an inner inclination towards wanting to be together above our egos, and that we want to reveal the ego that's disturbing us in order to hate it, because only to the extent of our hatred towards it, we distance ourselves from it and don't want to touch it. When I truly am disgusted by it, I'm afraid to come close to it, to even identify it. And that way, in such a way, we connect to a ten, and the ten is connected to the Creator. Only through the measure of hatred. Those who love the Creator hate the evil.
Can I ask?
And then all the rest is on Him. He saves His disciples, His pious.
Rav, it seems that in Israel and a few more places in the world, this plague became number two. Number one is the economy, is to make sure people have food. They're not as scared of the pandemic. It doesn't really bother them.
Whether they're afraid or not doesn't mean that they will go to all kinds of places and go out to have fun. I'm not talking about that. I'm also not against the economy. On the contrary, they will come to a state, I'm telling you, that this behavior, where they're crying out that we don't want to harm the economy, they will harm the economy and greatly.
But again, when you hear what they're speaking about and the way they relate, it's as if everybody's explaining that now we have to open all businesses to let them start running, because
please, if you open it responsibly, there's no problem. I also don't think that shutting down the beaches is correct. I don't think so. That shutting down the beaches is a problem. Also, going out to the streets and to the parks. Usually people don't, for strangers, don't come too close to one another there. That's it. I think that needs to be done. Where you open up. Yes, you open up. The problem is different. Is where are the dangerous places? The dangerous places, as they're saying, I don't know, but it's the gyms, the place where people go out, which is the theaters, the movie theaters, the weddings, etc., events, and also where families will not travel to visit one another, and even to the grandparents and the grandchildren and their children should be cautious when it comes to this.
Is there a way to solve the economy without the pandemic?
I don't know. I also am not sure that it's going to resolve the problem of the economy. I'm not certain that our economy depends on how much they will open up the stores. It's not that. The bottom line, if we don't start thinking of others and not of ourselves, the virus will expand more and more and will choke us. We need to think how I care for the health of everyone, every other that's close or far from me. It's just the reason, it's just the consequence, this coronavirus. We need to think of others. And that's what this virus teaches us. And you will see that the more we advance, it won't help us. In place of this virus, there'll be something else. There'll be some kind of pause that we will learn even more about the next blow. And that's how it will be. Okay?
It's Michael. Of a simple person from the street, can he understand that the virus is showing him that he's not caring about the others?
We need to explain that to them. That's a matter of our dissemination, but he has to hear it. Let him hear it. That nothing influences the virus, but this does. The change in our intentions, in our desires, in the relations between us has an influence on the virus. The virus is an animal, it's a living body. And it is sensensitive to our intentions. It's not some, I don't know what. It's a microbe. It's a living organism. It's complex. No one really understands what's going on there. And I'm telling you, this is a spiritual message. The Creator wants us to start to behave as we should in the days of the Messiah in the last generation. So we now have for this an obligation.
That behavior that supposedly I don't care, I'm not going to watch over the others.
This was always for the people of Israel. What do you think, Jews? They're the most egoists of all.
But beyond the ego, what's so difficult in trying to be concerned about someone else?
Because it's against the purpose of creation. It's against the purpose of creation. How could you think? To think of the other for 1 second, I can't. Really, I'm not capable. I have nothing of thinking of the other. And there's no such possibility. I'm not built that way. No one is capable. But if we do all kinds of such exercises, actions, as if it becomes a prayer, and then we will start to receive from above such forces.
Barur.
Is this clear?
PT 10.
PT 10.
To continue, Dudi, in what is the lack of connection in the world Kli expressed?
I don't know. Actually, both men and women in the world Kli are connected and learn together. We are more or less in connection. But concern, I'm not talking about connection. Connection is connected with knowledge, with information, and the lessons. Here there needs to be concern for others. A step towards the others, where I'm worried that they won't be sick, let's say. That this virus is demanding of us. And that it's not that I'm protecting myself. In such a way, we cannot tolerate it. You see, we enter in isolation because there's no choice. As I'm not caring for others, I'm just caring about myself. I'm like this already for 5 months. Or how long? 4 months maybe. Well, this is concern for the public. It's concern for me to talk. But in truth, each and every one must start caring for others. In such a way, I'm telling you, everything passes and remains truly a pure, beautiful world. Nothing else is lacking in the world.
So what is concern? How is it expressed? My concern towards the worldly.
Only concern. Concern in the heart. As it's written, the concern in one's heart.
Do we need to speak about the concern in the ten? Do we
also speak about it, also write about it, also execute it, implement it, publish it, advertise it? This is the remedy. On our behalf, this is the remedy where I care, even just in words that I don't feel. The feeling depends on the extent in which the upper light will come and shake me up. But at least to talk, as I pour out something towards the others, as I come close to him, care for him, love him, warn him that it's not worthwhile, instead of closing myself down and thinking about myself, so I'm...
As much as I think that I won't cause bad to the others, you realize the change in perception here? And then we start seeing that the coronavirus came to correct our relationships, to bring us closer in thought. I don't need to physically come closer. So we see now that by this, the purpose of this virus to make of us united people that are concerned about one another. Okay, let's hope that we will implement this and speak about it. And for now, we have an article from Rabash. Love of Friends.
Yes, we have the article Love of Friends from Rabash. Before that, we'll hear a nigun. La 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 la
La la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la